Hi, welcome back to the PubK Compliance News Podcast. Every morning, PubK Compliance captures the latest news and opinion on Government False Claims Act cases, Foreign Corrupt Practices Act enforcement, and related legal issues. Every 2 weeks on this podcast, we recap the top headlines from our daily news. Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein has announced a new policy instructing DOJ components to coordinate with one another and with other enforcement agencies before imposing multiple penalties on a company for the same conduct. Rosenstein says he wants to reduce the number of cases where companies face multiple enforcement actions by different agencies for the same conduct. He explained that in highly regulated industries, a company may be accountable to multiple regulatory bodies, which creates a risk of repeated punishment that goes beyond what is necessary to rectify the harm and to deter future violations. DOJ recently withdrew several civil investigative demands which it had issued after declining to intervene in a key TAM case brought by individuals who had accused their former employer of fraudulent billing. DOJ notified the district court that it would not intervene in the FCA case against Lexington Foot and Ankle Center because it had not completed its investigation and could not decide, as of the court's deadline, whether to proceed with the action. Despite having declined to intervene, DOJ served three additional CIDs on Lexington. Lexington responded, but was not aware of DOJ's decision not to intervene. The firm later petitioned the district court to have the CIDs set aside. The court granted the stay, and DOJ withdrew the CIDs issued after its declination notice. The Supreme Court has rejected a petition asking the court to resolve a circuit split on the question of how the FCA's particularity requirement should be applied. Five federal circuits have required relators without firsthand knowledge to allege particularized details about specific false claims, while six require only that relators describe the defendant's alleged misconduct and provide reliable indications that false claims were actually submitted. The U.S. District Court for the Eastern District of New York dismissed Bishop v. Wells Fargo & Company because no claims had been submitted to or reimbursed by the government. Relators claimed Wells Fargo used fraudulent accounting practices to borrow funds from their Federal Reserve Bank at low interest rates to which it was not entitled. The court concluded that Federal Reserve banks do not act as the government or its agents under the FCA, and that the government does not provide funds to or reimburse the banks for the purposes relevant to this case. The U.S. District Court for the District of Columbia dismissed a key TAM action involving allegations of fraud in connection with country of origin requirements imposed by the Trade Agreements Act. The court found the relator failed to adequately plead that the alleged noncompliance with the act had influenced the government's decision to pay. Media firm Clear Channel Outdoor has advised U.S. authorities about accounting discrepancies caused by the misappropriations of funds at its Chinese subsidiary. According to Clear Channel, several employees of Clear Media Limited, an indirect, non-wholly owned subsidiary of the company, are subject to an ongoing police investigation in China for misappropriation of funds. The Fat Leonard scandal could extend from the U.S. Navy to the Royal Australian Navy. Former RAN Lieutenant Commander Alex Gillette was recently implicated in a network of corrupt American naval officials involved in the scandal. Columbia's Superintendency for Trade is investigating at least 12 local companies suspected of bribing officials in other countries. The largest investigation involves Colombian agricultural company Vram Holding for its role in a $6 million contract to construct a baseball stadium in Venezuela and the movement of money through Panama and Hong Kong. U.S. regulators have fined Barclays CIO Jess Staley £642,000 for trying to identify an anonymous whistleblower who made allegations about his role in recruiting another employee. In addition to Staley's fine, Barclays is required to report annually to the regulators detailing how it handles whistleblowing, with personal statements required from those senior managers responsible for the relevant systems and controls. And finally, the International Anti-Corruption Academy is offering procurement anti-corruption training, a five-week program that combines 1 week of on-site training with distance learning in participants' home countries. The training aims to reduce corruption in public contracting by training professionals from around the world in sound anti-corruption strategies. The program is taught by Professor Christopher Eukins from the George Washington University Law School and Max Kaiser Aranda from the Mexican Institute for Competitiveness. And that's the news. For further reading on today's topics, you can find links to our blog posts and original sources on the PubK Compliance page where you listen to this podcast. I hope you enjoyed the podcast. Please join me again in 2 weeks for the next edition of the Compliance News Podcast.